Welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
And there is one way that the Lord makes connection or communicates with all of His children that we all have in common. And that's through our spirit. This is the primary way that He contacts us and fellowships with us, is through our spirits, by the Holy Spirit who's living in us. He goes down here and He begins to give information in this chapter of how to keep your spirit man in tune with the times that are at hand. The Lord has never intended for any of His kids to be caught with their pants down where anything of Satan's maneuvers are concerned. Never. It has always been His intention, and I know He's used me personally to prophesy to some people that if they would get in tune with their spirit, the Lord was going to tell them and let them know in advance of some of the pitfalls that Satan had laid out for them in front of them, and they could avoid them if they'd just be sensitive to the spirit. So, yeah, the Lord has never left us vulnerable to the works of darkness. As a matter of fact, from His perspective, in Colossians 1, we won't turn there, but He says, we have been delivered from the dominion of darkness. That's His view of us. We're already delivered from it. We're already free from it. We're not subject to it, in other words. You look down through history, God never punished the righteous with the unrighteous with the righteous. I mean, you look at Abraham and his life. I mean, God blessed the man. He went into a foreign land and he lied about his wife because he was afraid they was going to take his wife and kill him to take his wife for the king. The whole nation went impotent. They couldn't produce babies no more. Well, what happened? They were dealing wrongly with a righteous man. And when the king found out, you remember the story, he went to Abraham and he said, why have you dealt with me this way? You've brought a shame upon this whole nation. We can't have any babies. We're barren here because of your dealings. And he said, hey, I told you that wasn't my wife because surely you'd kill me and take her as your own wife. I told you she was my sister. So it wasn't a total lie, but he didn't tell the whole truth either. He told just enough. He let them believe what they wanted to believe. It saved his neck, but at the same time, it brought barrenness to that whole nation. And they're saying, well, what happened here? Well, the king found out. All right. The Lord would not allow the righteous to be mishandled. All right. You fast forward a little bit. Let's go to Joseph or Jacob. He worked for the guy for his wife or for his daughter, one of his daughters, Rebecca. He worked 7 years to gain Rebecca's hand. The guy did wrong by him. He gave him the ugly one, Leah. He got Leah. Okay, but his cattle and his goats and everything, they were multiplying. And the guy who had the daughter saw this, and he said, hey, as long as Jacob stays with me, the blessing that's on him gets to be part of mine. I get to enjoy the blessing too. Well, Jacob found out that he did him wrong and gave him Leah, and he said, oh, now don't be too hasty here. He said, work for me for another 7 years, and I'll give you the Rebecca that you want. Well, Jacob really wanted this chick, so he worked for another 7 years, and the blessing stayed. But the day came that Jacob said, my 7 years is up. I'm taking the girls and we're going. And when they went, so did the blessing. Fast forward a little bit more. Let's go to Noah. The righteous were spared and the unrighteous were destroyed. That's a type and a shadow of the wrath that is to come. Only it won't be by water. He dealt with the unrighteous, and the righteous were taken. They were spared. They were brought into a rescue. They were safe. There was safety for them. The Bible says here that Jesus is our rescue. He's our safety. Abraham argued or debated with the Lord about Sodom and Gomorrah. Will you destroy a whole city because if there's five righteous? I mean, he started out with 40 and got down to 10, and I think he just quit bartering after that, and they ended up getting Lot and his wife and the kids out of there, and he wiped the whole thing out. But he made sure the righteous were out. It's no different in our day. The Lord is not unrighteous in his dealings. He will preserve his kids. And if his kids are not being preserved, it may be because they're being naughty. It may be because they've brought it on themselves. You know, my daughter is 19 and lives in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. But you know what? I can watch over her as best I can. But if she chooses to go and do something stupid, she reaps the consequences of it. I don't. She does. Is that my best? Is that God's best for her? No. But she has a choice in the matter. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He endeavors to lead and to guide all of God's children into a way that is more perfect than they're currently walking in. And if they choose to be hard-headed and go a different direction, he's not going to stop them. That's just the kindness of God. You want to be dumb? You be dumb. He'll cost you. And so the Lord is always endeavoring to preserve his children. And when they don't listen or they don't take heed to the things that he's endeavoring to tell them or get through to them is when they end up having destruction. They have problems. I was listening to Keith Moore recently, and he shared something that I found very interesting, and I think you'll appreciate it as well. He was doing a study when he was down working for Brother Hagin. He was studying these ministries that had went on before. Powerful ministries, many of which are on the wall here in pictures. And he said, I'm not so sure that I want to go that way. He said, I can see kind of the direction that I can see you're wanting to lead me in ministry here. And he said, I'm not so sure I want to get. Because all them people, most all of them people failed. Died prematurely, had car wrecks. I mean, just a variety of things. And he said, I'm not so sure I want to. And he was really concerned about it. He was really praying about it. And he spent some time before the Lord about it. And finally, one day, the Lord spoke to him. And the Lord told him this. He said, all those people that failed, that was being used of me mightily, they didn't fail because they weren't warned of the direction they were going. There was some kind of either disobedience or just not plain old paying attention. You can just not pay attention and get into trouble. I mean, you know, make a turn out here without using your blinker sometimes, and you can get into trouble just because you're not paying attention. Okay? It's the same thing where the Lord's concerned. And the Lord told him, he said, not one of them that failed was not warned beforehand. I tried to get through to them by my spirit, each and every one of them, and they didn't listen. And that's why it happened. He said, the number one thing you can learn to do and go all the way through in your ministry is learn how to be led by my spirit. Listen for the voice of my spirit. Listen for the leadings of my spirit. Learn the ways of the spirit. By learning the ways of the Spirit. Now, what do I mean the ways of the Spirit? There's different ways that the Lord communicates with us, and it's always involving our spirit man. He's not always speaking. Do we know that? Let me give you a real quick example. This happened to me just last night. It was the end of the day. It was dark out. I was looking for a piece of rubber tarp that I had there. I was going to leave a piece of equipment out on the patio, and I didn't want it getting frost or anything on it. So I was looking for this piece of rubber mat that I knew I had, because I just had it a few days ago. I was going to lay it over it. I couldn't find it. I looked almost everywhere for it. I'm beginning to think that the wind picked it up and carried it away or something. Wasn't a very big piece. I'm hunting and a pecking. I'm searching here, searching there, looking here. I got the flashlight out. I'm looking in the corners of the yard. You know, it's been really windy lately. I don't find it. Finally, I just stopped looking. I went down the basement and was putting some stuff away, and I said, Lord, you know where that's at. Would you please show me where that's at? Or let me know if it's not here. He never said a word. I came up out of the basement after I finished what I was doing. I closed the cellar door. I walked over towards the hot tub. And when I did, I just happened to look out and glanced at the shed in the backyard where I keep my lawnmowers. When I glanced at that shed, on the inside of me, I had this real sense of peace rise up on the inside of me. I didn't hear a voice. I just had an awareness of a peace rise up on the inside of me. And I thought to myself, see, your mind will argue these things. I'm thinking in my mind, no, it's not out there because I don't put that stuff out there. Why would it be in that shed? So rather than just going out there looking, I didn't. I went and got a flashlight out of the kitchen drawer and went out and began to look through the corners of the yard out by the hot tub thinking it blew out there somewhere. Maybe. And again, I happened to glance up, and when I glanced up, I looked at that shed out there. The doors are shut on it. I looked at that shed, and immediately, up on the inside of me came this sense of peace. I mean, it was noticeable to me. And I thought, now the Lord's trying to tell me something.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 tells us, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a distinct difference between our spirit man, our soul, and our body. And because God brings illumination to us much of the time through our spirit man, it is imperative for you and I to be conscious of the fact that we are spirit people. We have a soul, and we live in a body. Many times people have difficulty being led by the Holy Ghost because they are listening to their soul instead of their spirit man. There is an indistinctness in their understanding between the spirit and the soul. This week's message is titled, Learn the Ways of the Spirit. Who's in control? We talk about the distinction between the spirit man being led by God from our spirit or being led by the influence of our mind or our body. Because God is a spirit, He leads us by His spirit in our inner man. Unless you and I can make the distinction between our spirits and our souls, we many times have difficulty determining who it is that's directing us, whether it's God, whether it's just something of our own thinking, or whether it's Satan subtly injecting thoughts to our mind. In this series, we clarify and bring distinction to the spirit man, to the soul man, and the direction that the body endeavors to take in our lives. And so you won't want to miss this series titled, Learning the Ways of the Spirit, Who's in Control? My announcer's coming now. She's going to tell you how you can secure your copy of this week's message in its entirety for your love gift of any amount to this ministry. Please stay tuned for more information.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lonmay.org. Or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lonmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lonmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.